Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
This is Sifter.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Cyberpunk 2077 gets a big final expansion. Overwatch 2 allegedly locks new heroes into its new battle pass. Splitgate devs are moving on to their next game, and more. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Cyberpunk 2077, CD Projekt Red's sci-fi RPG, will be getting one big last hurrah with the announcement of its first and only expansion. It's called Phantom Liberty, and here's game director Gabriel Amantangelo laying out some of the changes.
Going forward, we're overhauling some systems and laying the groundwork for future stuff. Hugely requested feature from the community is coming up, and that is a complete overhaul to the cop system as well as vehicle-to-vehicle combat. New kind of gameplay loop for melee, a bunch of new actions in the perk tree, more cyberware-feeling cyberware, a lot of fun things that the team really kind of wants to get out there to the community and working hard on.
Okay, I will not let you off the hook without telling me more about the upcoming expansion. Yes. What can we expect?
We're really excited. We're having a lot of fun with it. It's a new kind of style of a plot we're having fun with. New cast of characters, expanding on a district in Night City where it primarily takes place.
RIP for anyone still playing the game on PS4 or Xbox One, though. You'll be missing out. This expansion will only be coming to Xbox Series X and PlayStation 5, as well as PC.
If you've been waiting for CD Projekt to iron out some of the kinks in the game, it might be a good time to jump in. It's been a leaky old week for the team at Blizzard, with some key details of how Overwatch 2's Battle Pass will work, and existing players are pissed. A Battle.net store listing, which has since been pulled, said the new character Kiriko would be unlocked immediately for premium Battle Pass owners, a big departure from what happened in the first game. Overwatch is a game of matching and beating opponent classes. Someone picks a big tank, and you pick a matching support to counter them, for example, and each new character shifts the metagame. So if this leak is believed, if you missed your moment to unlock one of the essential new classes, you're unfortunately out of luck. Blizzard VP John Spector said on Twitter that free Battle Pass players will still be able to unlock characters, but a lot of players over on r/Overwatch on Reddit say this is a move towards pay to win and worry that it could split the player base.
It's actually kind of amazing how much goodwill has been burnt in this community. Overwatch used to have one of the most passionate groups of fans, and whether they can be won back is anyone's guess. Splitgate, the Halo-style multiplayer shooter with portals, will officially stop development, but it's not exactly bad news. 1047 Games, in a statement on their website, said the game started as a college dorm dream project, but rapidly exploded in popularity, growing bigger than they expected. The team have been retrofitting new features into a game that wasn't planned to be as big as it was. So instead of soldiering on, the team will be building a new first-person shooter from scratch in Unreal Engine 5. And it sure sounds like it'll be a direct sequel to the original and will be free to play. We'll bring you some more news as it comes to hand, but in the meantime, players will still be able to jump into a game of Splitgate, as servers will continue working as normal, and a new Battle Pass launches on Friday.
It's a good problem to have, being able to happily put a game to rest satisfied with the outcome. It'll be really interesting to see how this team goes with more resources and more planning time for their next game. Some sad news for the first studio with a recognized union in the US, Vodeo Games, is shutting down. Co-founder Asher Vollmer said that the studio wasn't able to secure funding for its next project and that they've basically run out of money. They'll keep working on a Steam release for their game Beastbreaker, but that's it.
It's a shame that this history-making studio won't be continuing, but the legacy of their recognition of workers' rights will hopefully have an impact on other studios in the future. There are a bunch of new Disney and Marvel games on the way as part of the annual D23 convention, and there are some big names attached. Ex-Naughty Dog creative director Amy Hennig is heading up a team working on an unnamed Captain America and Black Panther game set in World War II. Mike Bithell, developer of Thomas Was Alone, will work on Tron Identity, a visual novel slash puzzle game set in the Tron universe. Disney Illusion Island is a Switch-exclusive co-op platformer featuring Mickey, Daisy, Goofy, and Donald with a 2D cartoony style planned for release next year. And Firaxis's delayed turn-based tactical game Marvel's Midnight Suns got a new release date. It'll be out on the 2nd of December.
I absolutely loved Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy game, so I'm so excited to jump into another superhero game. That's it for news. Get ready because there are a stack of interesting games out this week. Out Tuesday is Little Orpheus, the 2.5D action-adventure platformer by developers The Chinese Room. It's a really stylistic and colourful little platformer, which first released in 2020 on Apple Arcade, and it's now coming to all platforms on the 13th.
There's also a heap of indie titles coming to PC on Tuesday. Lovecraft's Untold Stories 2 is an isometric shooter set in the world of Lovecraft. SCP Secret Files is the latest in the SCP series of creepy paranormal investigation games. And Sunday Gold is a turn-based point-and-click adventure set in a dystopian future. They'll all be out on PC on the 13th.
Also out on the 13th is the first-person shooter World War I Isonzo, Italian Front. It's by Dutch developers Blackmail Games, who have been putting out solid World War I games since 2013. Grab it on PC, PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X and S this Tuesday.
You Suck at Parking by indie developers Happy Volcano is out on the 14th. It's a Micro Machines-style racing game where the tracks are full of insane obstacles and your objective is to complete the perfect parallel park at the finish line. It's out on PC and Xbox this Wednesday.
Sci-fi side-scrolling action game Blind Fate Ito no Yami takes players with slashing their way through mechanical enemies in a neon world armed with a katana and high-tech body mods. It's a cool mix of sci-fi and traditional sword combat, and you can pick it up on PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One and Switch on the 15th.
Finally, Wayward Strand by Australian developers Ghost Pattern will arrive on the 15th. It's a narrative-driven, beautifully animated adventure where you play as a young journalist, Casey, uncovering mysteries aboard a floating hospital. Be sure to keep an eye on the Lightmap podcast feed this week for our interview with sound designer Maze Wallen and Nancy Curtis, the actor who plays Casey. It's out on all platforms on the 15th.
Articles to read, podcasts to listen to, and videos to watch on sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
Sifter is produced by Nicholas Kennedy, myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Daniel Ang, and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is senior producer, and Gianni DiGiovanni is our executive producer.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune. Thanks as well to both Audio Technica Australia and Omni Studio for their support of Sifter's 3 podcasts.
Sifter is a listener-supported podcast network. You can support our independent gaming journalism at sifter.com.au/support. Give us a rating or review or share our show with your mates. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back with more news next Sunday.
Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today at sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.